Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Texans radio last night. J.J. Watt was on with Mark and John. And it was a good conversation. Did you hear it on the way home, Rich?
Heard the whole thing.
Yeah. It was really good. I always enjoy J.J. in that sort of relaxed setting with those guys.
He really sounds like he's in a good place. That's a good thing.
He's a good storyteller. You know, I enjoy listening to him anyways, but this sort of, maybe this is me sort of reverse engineering what I was hearing from him to fit my take in the whole thing. But you know my take, and I think you agree with this, is with this offseason being one where he can finally focus the same way he did in 2014 and 2015.
Yeah.
He's not rehabbing a back or a knee or whatever, a groin. He's got to feel like, as long as he's not feeling his age, you know, he's 30 now, which is older for a guy who's had as much punishment as he's had. He's got to be in a great frame of mind right now, man. He's probably in the best frame of mind he's been in the Kalia Ojai era.
There you go.
Right?
Houston, it's very clear from that conversation, and if you're a Texans fan, it really is a must-listen-to conversation because we're talking about the greatest player in franchise history, more than likely, no disrespect to Andre Johnson.
He is.
Who basically gave a State of J.J. Watt interview on a variety of topics, including, yep. Sean, one of the ones I enjoyed hearing about was how good Houston has been to him and how much this town has meant to him. I mean, he is as dyed-in-the-wool a Houstonian as anyone out there in this city right now.
Yeah, I'm going to get to that when John McClay gets here, because I think John, as someone who's been in this town virtually his entire professional career, we'll get to that
to
later.
Hear.
It was good stuff. But JJ's physical state has been the big topic the last couple of off seasons. This year, it's a clean slate physically for him. This is J.J. Watt on when he felt like himself again.
During the offseason, the latter part of the offseason, I would say July-ish, was when I was like, all right, I'm going into this feeling pretty damn good. Training camp's going to be a good chance to get my feet back under me because my conditioning level was up and all these things started to come together. And then throughout the season, you know, that Giants game early in the year was like, okay, that there was three sacks there. Yeah. That felt like an old school type of game. And from there, you just try and take it and roll.
That Rich, I hear him talking about the three sacks in what was their worst loss of the year to the Giants. Just worst loss in terms of who they lost to.
Yes.
To the Giants. And it makes me think of the question I used to ask, or asked you and Ted a few years ago when Clowney was coming back from injury. Would you guys take a three-sack Clowney game in the opener against the Kansas City Chiefs in 2015 if the Texans lost the game? Or would you swap a win for Clowney looking average out there? I always look at the big picture with that. You and Ted were like, a win's a win. You got to take a win whenever you can get it, blah,
nothing
blah, blah.
Nothing is prioritized over a win.
Now, keep in mind, back then, they didn't have a franchise quarterback, so I didn't feel like wins were super important then because they weren't going to win a Super Bowl. I may have answered differently if someone asked that question before the Giants game this year.
That's fair enough.
The team did have Super Bowl hopes this year. But that, ironically, was the game that, talk about a gigantic silver lining in what was just a horrible, horrible Sunday afternoon. That was when they dropped to 0-3 on the season was that game.
Yeah.
But J.J. was back. And
that's the most unexplainable day of the entire season.
Right. Fortunately, only one of those two things sustained itself after that week.
Yeah, and J.J.'s feelings about how good he felt in July before the season, I mean, he obviously knew what he was talking about. Back to first-team All-Pro now five times. Got back to that ballpark he was in that wreck shop period of 5 years when he just exploded on the NFL. For 2 years, we haven't seen that
yeah.
player.
Yeah, and I remember about that time last year was when we had O'Brien sitting at a Little Woodrow's with us over in Rice Village before mm-hmm. training camp yeah. started. And O'Brien was saying a lot of things at that point that were indicative of somebody who thought J.J. Watt would get back to what he looked like this year. He was
cautiously optimistic.
Yeah, I would say even more than cautiously. Like, he was saying things, Rich, like, you know, don't doubt him. He looks great. He's in the building every day. Like, he was saying things where I'm like, God, I got to pump the brakes on believing in what he's telling me right now. Not because I think Bill O'Brien's a liar or anything, but just because that's the guy's head coach. Is he just, you know, kind of pumping him up, you know, doing what coaches do, which is saying what they'd say publicly. But then he leaves that interview with us, and he's like, God, you know, JJ's, you know, is 40 3/10 of a second slower now and this and that. As it turned out, those promises all came true with respect to J.J. Watt. And J.J.'s saying he thinks he's got another gear that he can get to this year.
Well, that's the gear he was utilizing during that period we're talking about, those 5 years before he started getting hurt. Because as good as he was last year and a deserving first-team All-Pro, I think we all agree he's been better. And if he can get back to where he was, will be better than what we saw in 2018.
If you're power ranking full seasons of J.J. Watt, let's put 2016 and 2017 aside.
That's a good way to do it.
Right? He's played 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 full seasons. If we're power ranking them, I would say that 2018 is fourth on the list of the six.
It absolutely is.
Behind the three where he won Defensive Player of the Year.
Exactly. So he's not that far off from where he was, but clearly has some room to grow from what we saw last year, which is pretty damn exciting when you think about it.
No doubt.
Second year back, fully healthy, knock on wood, and you know, certainly capable, I think, of doing all the things he did in that ridiculous stretch between 2012 and 2015.
Well, if Brian Gain doesn't do what he's hoping to do with this draft, and if these free agents, these sort of fill the gap in free agents that they've gotten, no marquee guys,
right?
If Brian Gain's not able to do that, or Bill O'Brien and his staff aren't able to develop those guys, then the fact of the matter is the burden on this team to come close to what they did last year,
right?
Let alone exceed it, but come close to what they did last year, the burden is going to be on their great players to be even greater next year.
Yeah,
you know,
I think you're right.
Specifically, J.J. Watt and Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, and I feel like the gold standard J.J. Watt season to this point was 2014.
Yeah.
He'll
never get back to that, I don't think. I hate to say that, and if he's listening, he probably wants to slap me upside the head.
That was the year of the 80-yard interception return.
Hey, five touchdowns that year.
That was the year of batting down 10 passes at the line of scrimmage.
So you're catching 3 passes for touchdowns, by God.
Yes. So, and, of course, 20 and a half sacks.
Yeah, so he was great that year. He was asked about the comparison by John and Vandy yesterday about something we talked about the other day on the show, that if J.J.'s able to make it all the way back to Defensive Player of the Year again, that it would be, to me, the football equivalent, the on-the-field equivalent, not all the other stuff Tiger had to come back from off the field or off the course, but it would be the football answer to Tiger Woods. They asked him about what it was like to watch Tiger Woods win the Masters this Sunday.
There's a part of you that watches that and just knows what he's going through and knows the emotions that he has to be feeling at that moment, because you've been at those low lows where you question, can I ever do it again? I mean, he's talked about it before, how he questioned if he could physically do it again, and he told people he was done at one point. And I can say that I've felt those feelings where you're down and you're like, you never know. But then to see him triumph and to see him get back to the very top of the game, I know how good that feels too. And it's such a incredible feeling. So I think that my emotions might have been even more than a regular person watching him play that, because I know exactly what that feels like, to be down and then to be up, and how special that moment is.
They both went from highly disabled, not completely disabled, but highly disabled, to back to the top.
Here's the difference between what the two of them went through and what other athletes coming back from injuries go through, Rich, in my mind, this is not in any way to diminish what guys like Will Fuller and Deshaun Watson have come back from. But those are injuries where the next day you've got a clear blueprint and you know you're going to be back on the field by XYZ date. Tiger had an injury where he couldn't sit down at dinner.
Yeah, that's why I say highly disabled. JJ couldn't walk for a long time.
Right, and where I'm going with that is they didn't know if they were going to play their sport again. Guys tear a knee, you know, guys, break a collarbone, you know, a broken bone and a torn knee ligament, things like that, a sprain, whatever. Those are all things that have a clear date that a doctor can tell you, we expect you to be back by X. For Tiger and for JJ, the prognosis had 3 question marks after it as to whether they would lead a normal life again.
Yeah.
Let alone play 2 sports that require the back to be such a huge part
areas,
of what they do.
Require the areas where the major injuries occurred to be kind of superhuman in strength.
The back specifically, though, because Tiger, the golf swing is built on a torque that's entirely about your core. JJ plays a position where he's getting twisted and contorted, and generally speaking, he doesn't have the upper hand play to play because the guy across from him knows what's supposed to happen on the play. JJ
relies
doesn't.
On those legs for his drive,
yeah.
And for those injuries to occur down there, career-threatening. I don't think in either case that's overhyping the situations. Both were obviously career-threatening.
Yeah, so the back is the one specifically with JJ that I marvel at. The leg I marvel at just because it came right after. This is what I marvel at, Rich. I marvel about the physical ability to come back from the back injury. I marvel about the mental ability to come back from the leg injury, because there had to be a feeling with JJ after the leg injury, Rich.
Yes.
After he spent a whole year and a half with core injuries, two back surgeries, for him to come back in five games into that 2017 season, suffer a leg injury. Like, the guy's never had a leg problem ever in his entire career at any level, and he's getting a tibial plateau fracture. I'm amazed. The mental part coming back from the leg one and the physical part coming back from the back injury are just off the charts for me.
It is. Absolutely.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.